The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
There's many sugyas of Beis Sinai, Daf today and Daf Kuf Beis. So maybe we'll take a few of them b'kitzer, and then we'll talk one about Riches. First, we see, of course, the union of Kuf Beis and Beis, that the Gemara brings down the Maisa that Rav Abo got sick. And the reason he felt he got sick was because he was darshening b'knus of the Shlosha Malachim. He was talking about the king that didn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. When he got sick, he was chayzer. He said he's not going to darshen. He was the lashon of the Gemara. He was mekabel that he's not going to discuss it anymore. And when he was mavri, when he got better, so he went back. He went back to his ways of darshening about the Shlosha Malachim. Now the Gemara doesn't say was he mekabel with a neder or not with a neder. And B'chlal, it's interesting, when he was Chayzer, they asked him, like, Kibbles Alachta Loi Darashta Bey, so my enemy Mi Adra Bey, so he said, yeah, but they weren't Chayzer in their ways, so I'm also not Chayzer. So the Shaila becomes, that L'Chayra is a Shaila of the it's in the Darim, that L'Chayra, he made a Neder, Rabbo made a Neder, that he's not going to speak about the Malachim anymore. And what happened to his Neder? Now, Bamis, there are truths written about this. Sefer Mitzvi talks about it, and many places can say that Itaka doesn't say in our Gemara that he was makabel on himself. Neder, and therefore you could just learn that over here he was just makabel on himself, like on Hagatoiva. Now, we know a person who is makabel himself to do on Hagatoiva, Binageya, an Indian Shal Mitzvah, so he has to keep to that on Hagatoiva. A person who, you know, decides, let's say, Chvesi wants to say Kriya Shema standing up, wearing a hand jacket, etc. It does these things three times, or if he does it one time with a kavanah to continue, so it's Gavaskin in Yordai and Shulchan Aruch and Reish Yudal, that he has to continue this on Haga. So L'chor, over here also, L'chor, why didn't he have to continue this on Haga? But that already wouldn't be so schwer, because Kedua from Rabbi Yisuf Chaim Sonnenfeld, that if a person were to say the Kol Nidre, which is, that meaning is already brought in Yordai, that if a person would say the Kol Nidre, so the Kol Nidre that he says is mevatel, or the Atarz Nedarim that he does in Erev Hashanah, that's mevatel all of these types of anhagas, that a person would mekabel himself, that he didn't mekabel as a neder mamish, but just any anhaga that, you know, we take on as a neder, so for that, it works the meidah, that makes that any future Nedarim that will be made without saying the actual word neder, so they should be cancelled. So we could just learn over here that Rav Abo also, perhaps he had made a tznai, a previous tznai, or a previous meidah, or a previous kol nidre, that he should cancel mikana labo, anything that it would makabal on himself that he doesn't do with a neder. But again, it's a little bit schwer, the Lashon HaGemara that says kabal, because Mashmi was makabal on himself, and Be'emes in the Sefer Yin Yankiv is Mivur Klar, in Yankiv, and Yankiv Mivur Klar, that over here was a geder of a neder. And not only that, he learns that it's a much more chamadik neder, as the Rama in Yerdeya and Reish Kavches and Tzivkav Memhei brings down, that when a person is neder based tzara, he makes a neder when something happens to him, when he's sick or a tragedy, etc. So such a neder is a very, very chamadik neder. The neder, it has a geder of a neder, Adas Rabim. And Memela, such a neder is not even so much that you're able to be matir. So he dams that L'chayra over here, what had happened was that Rav Abo made this neder, and they were matir the neder for him. So that's how he was able to darshan. But the shayla is how were they able to matir the neder? The halacha that you can't matir such a neder, which was done on das rabbin. So he goes on, he says that maybe this was considered for a tzarech of a mitzvah, because to darshan out the psukim, it would be considered a mitzvah, and therefore it would taka be allowed to matter such a neder which was done al das rabbim, and therefore here also the necessity of his drushes was so chashuv, the chashuv tzarech of a mitzvah, and therefore they were able to matter. But the Chidah points out that L'chayrut's not mashma anywhere in the Gemara that there was a taras nedar. So the Chidah says other terutzim, which I want to discuss today, the Chidah says the ma'isa the terutzim in the Inyanei Nedarim, is he says, number one, maybe he had this anhag of saying bli neder. Now we find this anhag already in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simin Samach Zayin, Sifkat Dalet, that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that a person should get into the habit on everything he does that he should say bli neder. And Bemis, that's the minig in Klai Yisrael, that many people, you know, whatever they say, I'm going to do this, bli neder. Now I would have to speak out that it's another pasha everybody said that to say bli neder when a guy has no intention of doing the thing, and if he thinks that he's saying the words bli neder, and bli neder is a blatant heter to just say I'll do this bli neder, and it means I'm not doing it, but he has to, he runs into to the other Yitzurim, the Yitzurim that we spoke about already, of Midvar Sheker Tirchok, and of Diver Emes, the person has to be a Diver Emes. It's not a heter to not do it. When a person says Bli Neder, it doesn't mean the words, I'm not going to do it. It's just a statement that says that he's not being Mekadal himself, that what he's doing is in the Gedra of a Neder. Now, for Chalal, you can ask, that would explain over here that Rav Bo, he said that he's not going to darshan Bli Neder. You know, I won't darshan about the Malachan Bli Neder, and therefore he decided to, you know, he wasn't lying at the time when it happened. He Bemis intended on doing this, and then he realized that it was more of a tielis to not. So therefore, since he wasn't mekabel as a neder, he had a right to be chayzer on his words. You can ask on the kitzer, why does the kitzer say that a person should be mekabel everything that he does is a bli neder? We know that the inyan of nedarim, if a person doesn't say a lashon of neder, in many places, if he doesn't say a lashon neder, so then it's not chal a neder. However, when it comes to Nidrei Mitzvah, Kimver in the Gemara, Nidarim Dav Ches, Nalpi the Rosh, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerdeis, in Reshit Gimel, the Shachayin, Shavin, Sivkot, and Vav Zayin. If a person does a mitzvah, he says, I'm going to learn a Blat Gemara. I'm going to learn 10 Blat Gemara. So even if he doesn't Mekabel on himself, together a neder, but since it's an Indian of mitzvah, so then has a status of a neder. It's a Davar Chomer, and it gets the status of a neder. So that would explain that anytime a person says he plans on doing something v'negeya in Inyan Shel Mitzvah, I can understand that he has to say the words Bli Neder, because if he doesn't say Bli Neder, even without stating it is a Neder, it has the status of a Neder, as we find in Shulchan Aruch. Maimar Muzger, in parentheses, the Maidah that a person makes at the beginning of the year, Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld says, that might work for this also. That's the Maidah works, that to say that anything that I don't, that anything that I wind up doing during the year, that is that, you know, I wind up being mekabel on myself during the year without saying neder. So that's chayra if a person, you know, he was mekabel on himself to learn a Blat Gemara, and you know, somehow he sees it's not going. So it could be he should do a Taras Nedarim, but it could be anyways that the Madar that he does at the beginning of the year would work for that. But I'll go upon him, so I could understand that the kitzur would say that a person on any Inyan Shel Mitzvah should say the words Bli Neder. The Mashenkin on any Anhaga Toiv Stam, a person says to somebody he's going to do something which has nothing to do with an Indian of Mitzvah, so then why should he get into the habit of saying Bli Neder? But this time, I once asked a similar question to Yashiv, and Yashiv said he said that you can't know, it's very hard to determine when a person is saying things that maybe it is an Indian of Mitzvah. Let's say he tells his friend that I'm going to go and, you know, I'm going to come over and help you fix your car. So he just thinks, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'll help you fix my car. So if he doesn't say the words Bli Neder, so then that might be an inyan of a mitzvah, because he just told his friend that he's going to do a chesed for his friend. You know, if he said he's going to do it for money, maybe not. But if he said he's doing it, he's going to do a chesed for his friend, so then that's an inyan of a neder of a mitzvah, even if he says without, he doesn't say the word neder, so it could be, it would be mechuyev to do that thing. Therefore, that's why Takana Kitta says it's kedai to get into the habit of saying Bli Neder. Because many of the things that we say we're going to do, the emes are either mitzvahs mamish or borderline mitzvahs or chesed, and therefore it's kedai to push it for the oven of the dar, which is very chomer. A person should get into the habit of saying Bli Neder, and that's one way Bemis explained our Gemara of Rav Bo, that's why Rav Bo wasn't chayshish. It's again, it's also not so mashma that he said the word Bli Neder. You'd have to say that what the chidah means is that he had a hanhaga that he always said the word Bli Neder, like the kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and therefore we could assume that Rav Bo said Bli Neder, and therefore he was able to be chayzer and darshin the taida. Another mahalach that gives the possibility is that perhaps over here was a gedder of a neder betoyis. It was a gedder of that he didn't realize that what he was saying, and it was a mistake, right? Because the chayra, if you think about it, why should he be meneya from speaking a darshaning Torah? Darshaning Torah is something that you're always allowed to do. It doesn't have a gedder of a lashon hara, because these people were not oisei ma'aseh amcha, they were rishayim. So bichlal, what was the whole teilus of his nether? He thought mistakenly that this is the reason he got sick, and really that wasn't the reason, and really he had every right to darshan about them. So he realized it was a nether based on a false premise, and that's of course the law of a nether betayis. That nether betayis ain't a nether. Hey, he brings down there the even is not like the Arizal, that it could be that even when a person darshans about rishayim, that could be a kapar for their nefesh, and that could be even better for them, and therefore it certainly was a tayis, because certainly the best thing for these rishayim is that you should darshan about them, and that gives them somewhat of a kapara. But I'll go upon him, the mahalach of a neder b'tayis is another possibility to answer up the pshat in Rabbi Bo. That's one Indian in our Gemara. Now there's another topic that comes up in the Gemara called Beis Amid Aleph that discusses that Achia Shiloini, he was chaisim on the document of Yerava ben Nevat, and he made it. He was kilu. They looked to everybody that Achia Chiloni was Ma'asher and was on the side of Yerava ben Nevat, which later on caused the mistake of Yehu. As a result of this, he was confused, and he thought that Achia Shalaini was Navi Hashem, was a tzaddik, was connected to Ravan Benavat, and therefore he never basayif uprooted the Baal. Excuse me, uprooted the eagles again, that he uprooted the Baal. Now the Emes, that was Rava's pshat. Rava said that the reason Yehu didn't get rid of the Baal Agalim was because he saw the chaisim of Achia Shiloini. Now the Shalos Bemis Rabbi is chaylik. We'll see if it's a machlekes. The Chidal learns over here that really it's a machlekes. We'll see why in a moment. But the Chidal learns that it's a machlekes between Abai and Rava. And the Abai held that because Briskus lives a sayim, that a person, you know, he shouldn't say things. He gave the impression that he told them he's going to worship the Baal more than all of them had worshipped it put together. And Batayif, he was obviously doing it just to kill them. And his whole purpose in Kavanah was just to trick them. And it was Lashem Shemayim, Ba'afal Pikein, he was punished. To a certain extent, he made a mistake, Al Kopanim, and he didn't get rid of the Agolim. And the reason being, as the Gemara brings down, the well-known cloud, Bris Kutzel Sassayim, a person has to be very careful how he speaks. The Chidah brings down that the Chayra, Rav agrees to this concept. We know this is a concept, it's famous, Paskind in Shulchan Aruch and Yerudeya brings down in Siman Shinayin Vav, that a person has to be very, very careful not to be mighty Yadavar Peronis from his mouth, and he should never... he has to be careful. He talks. I get the kaster. The tshuva is written. The tshuva Pesada talks about that people shouldn't say kaddish. We know the well-known minig. A person doesn't say kaddish unless, of course, the kaddish yotzim. He doesn't say kaddish unless he doesn't never have parents le'aleinu. Because if he says kaddish, people are matama. They wonder, hey, who's this person saying kaddish? Must be he doesn't have parents, etc. And we know there's a bris krusos v'sayim. Once people talk, it has this gevissa kayach skuli to cause paronius. So, and this goes into the klal of, you know, a person shouldn't be patech piv l'satin, the Magen Avraham Paskins l'aloche in Reish Lametet, that a person shouldn't say vidui before he goes to sleep, the vidui of misa, because it's not nochen, it's making a person, he says the words in almost tein tasi kaparasi, it's being patech piv to the satin. So the Chidah asks that l'chayra doesn't the baye agree. The baye l'chayra agrees to the concept of a bris krusos v'sayin. So the Chidah says that Avadi agrees, he just feels that this application of the halacha is wrong, because over here, he was doing it for a good purpose. He was doing it for the purpose of tricking the Rishoy HaBaal and Sakarit. That's about the mitzvah for him to say that, yeah, he's a member of the Baal squad in order to trick them and capture them and kill them and uproot them from Klai Yisrael. Not the Rabbi, he did a bit for Rabbo, and Bem Zupaskin like Rabbo. That form of Pris Kursal Sasayim wouldn't be a problem, and halacha l'maisa, a person would have to be allowed to lie and pretend like he's a part of some kind of chevras harishayim in order to trick the rishayim. He would be allowed to do it in order to trick the rishayim into believing that he's one of them in order to uproot them. That's how Rava held. Therefore, Rava said a different reason that the chaisim of Achia Shiloini was what tricked him. The Reyoyal, the halacha, brings down this in Chesh Mishpat Kuf Mem Gimel. He's writing a letter to somebody who attached his name and associated himself with a Chavis Rishayim, to a group of people that were Rishayim, and he brings down Halacha L'maisa, the Teretz of Rava, that we see that even though Achia Shiloini, who was a Navi Hashem and who was Chayzer on his word, Basayif, at the end of the day he said he made a mistake, and not a mistake, but he received the Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Malchus of Yeravam is going to be uprooted, and everybody saw that the Malchus of Yeravam was Taka uprooted years later, and Yeravam and Yehu was Taka, the Rebbe of Eliyahu Navi, and he was a Tzaddik, and he was a Tzaddik Yedua, and it's called Navi Hashem, etc. And Afal Pikein, he clearly was Chayzer on the original document that he wrote, but Afal Pikein, this document had an effect that Yehu made a mistake, Mikoyach, this document, and he made a terrible mistake. So we see that a person being mechaber himself to Rishayim on paper, even in a case of where he uprooted it, how much damage it can cause. So Kal v'chomer writes to the Virgil, to this person that you who were mechabi yourself to these rishayim. So to say it's just paper, what's the big deal when writing my name, associating myself? It's a very big deal because it makes it look like, first of all, number one, we see from this Gemara, it's a very big deal. Number two, we see that it makes it look like all the your whole life that you disagreed with this organization who are Rishayim, it makes it look like you're keep being closer on that now. A few other inyanim we find in our Gemara, of course, the inyanim of brachas, that's to ask to go into now, but akapanim we find the inyan of that Menashe, when he was discussing about the chachma of Menashe was how to cut a piece of challah, on Shabbos, Pashit, just halach l'maisa, the Gemara comes out with that the person, halach l'maisa, we pass from Shabru said, the person should try and cut it in the place where it was baked the best. Maisa, our ovens work differently and different price can bring down. The maisa person should cut it from the top to the bottom. You should try and get both sheetahs, as the Mishabur brings down, that there's some sheetahs that say that our bread is cooked in a different oven, it's not cooked shaveh, so therefore you should cut it from the top to the bottom. So mush on Friday night, we cut to the bottom one first. So you should take it and cut it on the side, where he's cutting from the top of the challah to the bottom of the challah, in order to be mekayim this Indian, the chachma that comes out through cutting the challah. I just want to end off that our Gemara talks about the Maisa, the famous line that the Rav asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I told him to be chayzer, and we will together mishpitach in Gan Eden. So Yeravim asked, who's going to be first? Say, Akash Baruch Hu answered, Ben Yishai Bereish. And then Yeravim said, Yochi loy bayina. So he bezayich vilnish. And this is such a famous line that Yeravim Ben Avad was willing to give up walking with Bayri Olam in Gan Eden because of the kina. And the chemda, the pashit is mighty as the adam in the oilam. Of course, this is this midah of chemda, kina, is something that is bamis. It's a negeya in the aser satibris. And I just wanted to talk about it just for a moment because I see it's a lav that it is very very little written about it in Shas, and even in Poiskim there's not that much about it. In Mela, people don't know about it, but it's much one of the aser satibris. And it's the Isser, of course, of Lysachmoid, which really, the shayrish of that Isser is really the problem that Yeravim ben Avad had, which was caused him to be mamish moitzim in ha'olam, that, as Chaim Vital explains, that the reason why it's a member, why it's in the Aseret HaDibros, is because the Anoichi, the beginning of the Aseret HaDibros is Anoichi, is Amuna. That's Amuna b'machshava. But Amuna b'maisa, a person, the maisa dik Amuna, is Lysachmoid, is to realize that, like the Gemara Yuma says in Daf Kofches, in Daf Lamches, that Ein Adam, what's yours is yours, and there's nothing that can hurt you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon, and every single thing that's coming to you is going to come to you. And that's really what the shayrish of the Aveira of Yeravim over here is, that he had such a tremendous kina for Rechavim, as we find in our Gemara, and for David, as we see in our Gemara. He had such a tremendous kina that, and he was mamish, and his whole metzias was hippach of the tachlis of the Aveira of Lysachmite. Just to speak out, just a few ideas of the Yisrael Lysachmaid. The Yisrael Lysachmaid, the Pashas, the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Shulchan Aruch, the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and Chinuch and Test, and the Lachas of Gezel, and the Rambam also brings it in Hilchas Kseila, and the Chinuch is Mashman, that it really is Shmechtuch from Gezel also, that a person, if he's going to be interested in somebody else's item, and he's going to try and get that person's item, so if the person won't give him the item, if he won't sell him the item, he'll come to steal the item. Now, the Isser of Lysachmoid is interesting. There's two Isserim. There's an Isser of Lysisavin, there's an Isser of Lysachmoid, each is in a different one of the Luchas. And the Mepharshim explained that the Bamis, there are two different Isserim over here. That there's the Isser of Lysisavin, it is explained by, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Azay, the Shulchan explains like this, Rambam, that the Isser of Lysisavin is that a person sees something that somebody else has, and he desires it. And he desires it, and he starts thinking of ways of how he's going to get it. Not just that he desires it, but he starts thinking of ways of how he's going to get it, right? And how to go weiter. The second level is already the level of Lysachmoid. That Lysachmoid is not only does he think of ways to start getting it, but now he actually does Maisim of talking people, getting people to talk him into it, and talking to the person himself. Now, you're not over on Lysachmoid until the point where you actually give the person the money, you know, you wanted it so badly that you went out of your way to push him and to force him and to try and get it, and you ad kedekach, you gave him the money, and he actually sold it to you. And he actually, so you see that l'tachmid is not a getter of just that a person, you know, he actually steals it or that he just wants it. You have to actually give him the money, and then this person will sell it to you, and that's when he, l'maisa, is over on l'tachmid. The Chasidim bring down it's a midas of chasidus to not bechlau want something that somebody else has, but that's a midas chasidus. And as if I see somebody else has a nice tie, I say, hey, that's a nice tie, I wish I had it, and I go weiter in life. So I'm not over on any avera, but there's a midas chasidus to not even do that. Now in our society of mass production, it's the sachmud has definitely taken a hagbala limitation a little bit, because nowadays if I see somebody has a tie, so usually the pshat is I don't want to try and get his tie. I say, hey, that's a nice tie, and I want to get a tie just like that. So I go to the store and I buy that tie. That's not like sachmud. The sachmud is I want that specific item. This is more to get children in you know, kids in a camp or something, and the kid next to him has a pair of goggles or something, and he doesn't have the ability to buy it now, so there you can run into Shalos L'Sachman, I want that specific item, and I have no other way of getting it. There you can, you know, when he starts thinking of how he's going to get it and getting friends to pressure him, etc., that's already L'Sachman. And once he actually, you know, come on, until the person sells it to him, so then that would be the issue of L'Sachman. Another example, of course, is in real estate. It's very common. A person, you know, especially realtors have this issue, is that if they put a tremendous amount of pressure on somebody to sell an apartment, a house, a business, or this, that, so then he could tack a run for sure into the issue of L'Sachman. If he's sending other people and trying to get them to get it, to get the person to sell, they'll be over on L'Sachman. He'll be over on L'Sachman if the person sells it. Now, the Pesukim do say, you know, that it's only a getter if he runs after and puts a lot of pressure. If he asks one or two times, you know, the person's allowed to ask one or two times. It's only if it's an extreme pressure. Another example where this could be in the Gaya is in different mitzvah. Let's say a person sees somebody has a beautiful esrig. That could also, we don't say in such a case that the ends justify the means, and about there would be an avera leisachmid even on a mitzvah, even if by Torah it could be that there is no leisachmid. That's a different story that has to do with the fact that there is no such thing as Torah is a hefker, number one, and number two can stay from his tarbe chokhmah. It could be that there's no such thing as a specific person's Torah. But that's a different issue. But al-Kopanim got the mitzvahs. The Paiskim say that if a person were to be over on L'Sachmayt and to force the person to sell him the Esrik, so then it's not a mitzvah Baba Vera, because the Isser was the Chemda. The Isser was the desire. But the mitzvah, the Chayfetz, the mitzvah, remains untouched. This really, Ben, this is a big site in general in L'Sachmayt that the disciple explains, that the Rambam calls it a lav she'ein by ma'isa. What do you mean it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa? We just said a second ago that the only time you're over on L'Sachmayt is if you actually force the person to sell it to you and you give him money, so you did a ma'isa. So the disciple explains, Pashit, that that's not the pshat. L'Sachmayt is that he wants it so badly that he's willing to even do ma'isim. But the iser is in the chemdas alev, is in the desire in his lev. That was the iser. Another application, which is interesting, is I saw that the Sechemet says a Chiddush. I didn't look around, but the Sechemet says a Chiddush. So the Shevet Levi brings down, it's a Mishnayim Tess, that the Isser is only if I force somebody to sell me something. You know, I give them a lot of pressure to sell me something, but if you force somebody to borrow something, then it could be that there's no Isser. Now, it's not 100%, it could be just, you know, you force somebody, lend me that, come on, lend me that. Right, so then it could be there's no Isser of L'Sachmayt. Now it could be there's other Isserim here. I'm not saying it's a Davar Mutter. And the whole thing in general is a big Chiddush. The Raya from the Stechemet is also debatable, but a component of this is a Shaila that should be asked. The Shevet Levi seems to say it seems to be Mekel. The issue of coveting or desiring somebody else's Shtela, his position, etc., that's how Gemara runs into certainly the issue of L'Sachmayt trying to get it, doing tachpulis to get it. He would certainly L'Chayr be over L'Sachmayt. Up here, the Gemara would say to Dav Tess also that Kairach wanted the Nesias. That's L'Chayr an application. If the person is going to doing, there could be other shadows too. There could be issues of Anim HaPacharar. There could be other issues of Kapas Del Chayusi and Nasagas Kful if a person tries to get somebody else's position. So, but that certainly would definitely be an Indian of our sugi also, of L'Sachmayt, L'Chayr also. A very important thing is being mechanic children, when one child gets a piece of cake that's bigger than the other child's piece of cake. And a lot of times it's mamisha, it's of L'Sachmayt, because he says, you know, the kid wants that cake, it's not fair, I want that piece. And it's not just he wants a piece that size, sometimes he wants that actual piece. So this would definitely be a makom to be mechanic the children on the issue of leisachmit. Also have to remember the Sefer Chassidim and Siman Sadi Tess says it's also necessary to cause other people to be chaymed you, to be jealous of you. He learns out that's why it's written leisach made without the vav. Don't cause people to be jealous of you. Of course, just to end off with the famous Ibn Ezra, that Ibn Ezra asks, how is it possible to give a person a tzivoy to not be chaymed, to not desire what another person has? If I see what the person has, and what can I do? You know, then I want it. So the Ibn Ezra gives the mashal of the Ben Melech, of the Bas Melech, that a person has, you know, he has no hafamina when he sees the king's daughter walking down the street, that, you know, he doesn't even feel bad that I'm not going to get to marry her, because there's no hafamina that she's going to marry an Evid like myself. You know, there's no hafamina b'chlal, so he doesn't even feel any pain at all about it. That's how a person has to feel. B'negeya yenim pruta.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.